Hello guys, and today we're focusing on how to manage your mind, how to control it, and how to become the boss of your mind in just 5 minutes. That's right, this episode is just going to be 5 minutes, and I'm going to do all of my best, you know, to make sure that you improve the way you control your mind. So let's begin. And if you know this episode doesn't help you guys, then there's a product that can help you and has 100% support from over 90 countries all over the world, you know. So have you ever, you know, felt like procrastinating? Have you ever felt like you don't want to do something, but you know that that thing is going to get you to where you want to be, yet you're too lazy? Well, this program I'm talking about is actually going to help you use your laziness to get things done faster. That's right. How do you feel, you know, when you're lazy? You focus on getting things done faster, either paying someone else to do it, or, you know, programming a machine or anything like that, you know. So just remember that you know, things that are in the mind tend to never happen at all. You know, you can imagine yourself getting bored off stage, you know, after saying a speech, and then seeing, you know, yourself, you know, losing, you know, all of that stuff. But when you actually do it and you see that, you know, it didn't happen at all, then you'll end up realizing that it's all part of the mind. Because remember that the mind can sometimes be your worst enemy. Sometimes it can be your biggest supporter. Sometimes it can be your worst enemy. So you just need to realize this. Sometimes, remember that the mind wasn't built for hard work. Your mind was built for satisfaction. That's all, you know, for satisfying yourself, you know. It wasn't built for hard work or anything like that. It was built for satisfaction, you know. It craves to be satisfied, you know. So, you know, it craves for you guys to stay in your comfort zone, to stay comfortable. That's what the brain was programmed for you to stay comfortable, you know, for you to enjoy being comfortable, not to take any risks, not to, you know, that's what the brain was programmed for. And the reason why there are so many successful people, you know, well, it's because they know how to force their brains to do what they want. The same goes for you. Remember, and then at the end of the day, it's your brain. You're not the brain of your brain. It's your brain. So I'm going to teach you how to take control of your mind. And if this episode doesn't teach you, then this program in the description below might help you guys. And if you guys, you know, find this content helpful, then please subscribe to this podcast so that you can get notified for each and any time I publish another episode like this, or a different one related to a different category. So guys, remember, when you do something, just say this, that you don't want to do it. Then let's see what happens. What will happen? Your brain will end up believing that. Why? Because your mind actually mistakes speaking for doing. The same goes for when you feel lazy, but when you motivate yourself saying that I can do this, I can do this, your mind ends up developing some sort of motivation. Why? Because it mistook speaking for actually doing. So what I suggest to you guys is that you actually speak before you do something. If you feel lazy, you know, if you feel like procrastinating, I kindly suggest that you say, you know, you speak highly of yourself, not lowly, highly, because it's not what other people say about you that matters, it's what you say about you, because you know yourself. So that's how you are going to destroy yourself, and that's how you are going to motivate yourself, and how you are going to build yourself, by speaking highly of yourself. That's how you can actually control your mind. Because at the end of the day, there's no one who knows you more than you. So talking to yourself, don't believe those lies when someone says that talking to yourself is, you know, a sign of being mad. No, actually, you don't know, but Albert Einstein used to talk to himself, you know, every time he came up with a new theory, you know, like E equals MC square, he talked to himself, saying that, is this the right idea? You know, the more you talk to yourself, the more you understand your thoughts, the more you can actually maintain the way you think, the way you talk, you know. So don't let anyone fool you. The more you talk to yourself, the more you fully understand who you are, you know. So I'm not saying that, you know, talk to yourself in front of people. You can talk to yourself in front of a mirror. You can talk to yourself inside your room, inside a library, anytime, you know. As long as you know that you are, you know, controlling your emotions. Sometimes you can feel angry, but when you talk to yourself saying that, hey, you know, anger is never going to solve anything. Anger is not, you know, you'll end up no longer getting angry. Why? Because you talked to yourself. Because you understand why you're angry. So when you say that anger is never the solution, then of course you're no longer going to be angry, because you are the one who's angry. So if you're motivating yourself to not be angry, then you'll no longer be angry. But if someone else is trying to motivate you, then there's some sort of ego that's going to, you know, appear in your mind, saying that, why is this guy trying to motivate me? Does he or she think that, you know, he's better than me by trying to motivate me to stop being angry, you know? But when you say that to yourself, saying that anger is never the solution, you know, you won't get angry, because you're talking to yourself, you know. And you'll actually, you know, have the pride to say that no one helped me, I did it myself, you know. Saying that I maintained my anger myself, you know. Do you know how embarrassing it is for someone else to teach you how to manage your anger? It's that embarrassing. So, guys, that's what I'm teaching you. Speaking highly of yourself and talking to yourself, that's how you maintain your brain. Because the brain mistakes speaking for action. And guys, just to make sure that you guys didn't forget, please, if you know that this episode has helped you, subscribe to this podcast, you know, on any type of podcasting platform, whether Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Castbox, any type of podcasting platform you find my podcast on. Subscribe to it so that you can get notified for each and any and every single time I publish a new episode, just like this one. And then if you guys want more, you know, helpful content, then there's a link to an amazing program that can actually teach you how to use procrastination and laziness to your advantage, you know, to get more things done, you know, to be more productive. So I kind of suggest that you go for this program. I use this program as well, so that's why I'm recommending this program to you guys, because I think that it might help you guys too, because I have those days of feeling lazy and unproductive, and this program actually taught me how I can use that laziness and unproductiveness, that's a new word I made up, to get more things done, you know. So this program helped me, you know, to use my laziness, you know, towards getting more things done. I'm not saying that I'm lazy. I'm just saying that sometimes I feel like procrastinating. So this program helped me use my procrastination to my own advantage. So the same goes for you guys. If this program was able to help me, then it can also help you guys. So guys, and like always, stay free and enjoy the vibes.